We investigated Claudia's claims expecting to knock holes in them. A forensic expert found her bruising to be consistent with a struggle. He ruled out the possibility of self-infliction.
Much as I would love to believe I'm not responsible for her suicide attempt, when she's off her meds, Claudia gets agitated. The bruises could be from an unrelated event.
Maybe, but we now know for a fact she wasn't here last night.
She had to be.
Neighbors placed her at home at the time. She had a verbal altercation.
That would mean someone staged her suicide? Tried to kill her? You do know she's a paranoid schizophrenic.
Which makes her the perfect pawn.
For what?
Someone's trying to get to you, Doctor. Is it losing a patient to suicide one of the worst things that can happen to a psychiatrist? I believe you have another stalker.
Who?
Given your profession, let's start with your client list. Maybe someone who knows about Claudia's obsession with you. Had she ever done group therapy?
No, my patients never interact.
Do any disgruntled patients? Maybe someone you'd never suspect.
I'd suspect them. I'm good at my job. Look, detective, I have frustrated patients. I have all kinds of patients. But a person who would kill an innocent woman just to hurt me? No, you're looking for someone with narcissistic personality disorders with sociopathic tendencies. Someone who feels aggrieved.